This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Syria on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Serie A podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Week 6 in Serie A, freelance Italian football journalist Daniele Fisichella is alongside me as per usual. Dan Robert with you here as we, I hope to identify the best bets over the course of the weekend. Healthy profit, of course, last weekend, yes. If you were with us, and I hope many were, especially with the Milan Derby, because it's always a special game. Great to get some winning selections on that. But we're just going to start before we get into this week's tips, Daniele, regarding Champions League and Napoli, who were fantastic first half against Liverpool in particular. They were brilliant, weren't they? Where did that performance come? Did you expect it?
I expected a lot of goals. I expected Napoli to have a right goal at Liverpool. I didn't expect them to hit three in the first half. It was the performance of the Champions League, of course. Where does it come from? From very strong organization, from a very strong self-belief instilled by Spalletti from last season, and from good recruitment, who said that life without Koulibaly, Insigne and Mertens had to be bad. When you got Kvaratskhelia and Kim, they are performing, and Zielinski is stepping up a lot. Can they continue in this form? We'll see. Let's see how the rotation of Spalletti works, but definitely they lay down a serious mark in the Champions League now.
Plus 7,000 to win the Champions League, plus 200 to win the group might appeal to some. They're plus Serie A, plus 700 for the Serie A title. Do you sense that Napoli will end the season with some silverware?
I think they could because this group is mature. They got a lot of talent. It's all about managing the big moments. Last season, Napoli failed at home many times when the pressure was on them. Let's see if they matured, and a night like yesterday really can give you so much belief carrying forward. If they all stay healthy, if they all stay fit, Spalletti's got a group of 15, 16 players. They can compete for everything. Champions League, maybe not, but definitely domestic. They'll be right there.
Be interesting to see how Napoli get on over the course of the season. They're not one of our selections this weekend, incidentally. They are very, very short to beat Spezia on Saturday, -335. I'll leave that one to the betting public out there. We're not going to touch it. We're going to kick off with Milan, the champions, held by Salzburg, of course, in the Champions League in midweek. They're short price favourites to win away at Sampdoria, who are yet to win so far this season. Just brief thoughts on their Scudetto challenge, because that was a big blow, and we talked about it last week. If you can beat Inter, we know it's very early stages, but they are now favourites for the Scudetto once again at plus 250.
It seems to me the team that has got the better team spirit and the better organization, and also the team that can keep their cool for longer. They go behind, they go back into the games. It happened against Udinese, it happened against Inter, it happens against Salzburg. They know what they're doing. 3-2 against Inter, I don't think is a true reflection of how dominant were Milan for 65 minutes. Best keeper in Serie A, Magnan. Best keeper in Europe at the moment. I leave it to you. But, you know, these are all strings to Pioli's bow for sure.
No doubt about that. Right then, Milan away. We know that they're short against Samp, so we don't really want to back them at minus 200. Explain where the juice is here. Where are we going to get some value, Daniel?
You have to back the champions of Italy to go and win a Marassi as they did in the last three trips. So you're going to go for a Milan win, and you're going to parlay it with an under 4.5 goals, which still means it could be a very high-scoring game. 3-1 for Milan, for example. 4-1 for Milan. It wins you minus 127. Why this? Because Milan, despite conceding lately, they still have one of the best defenses in Serie A. And as I said, one of the most informed goalkeepers in Europe in Mike Maignan, Magic Mike. They kept two clean sheets in the last two games against Sampdoria. And Sampdoria are misfiring. It is a team that plays only with one striker up front, only with Caputo. They look disorganized, disjointed. They also lack character, drive, passion. You know, Gianpaolo, was he actually giving to this team? Gianpaolo, former Milan manager, of course, only 21 goals in 24 games in 2022 for Sampdoria. So it's easy, less than a goal per game. They've lost 16 games in the calendar year, level with Montpellier, worst record in the top five league, whereas Milan only lost one game in 2022. And if you look at the average points ratio, only Liverpool and Man City have done better. So that tells you how dominant have been Milan, which in midweek suffered the high intensity of Salzburg. I think they lost all the second balls. Salzburg were right on top of them, but in the end, Milan could have won it had Leao not struck the post. So be careful again, riding Milan off. They got that ability of bouncing back even within a game. Let's see how much they improved, of course. I mean, now that will be midweek, weekend, this is about also changes, but I believe this team has got a lot of self-esteem, really, so they can go and do the job against Sampdoria. So that's why my pick, Milan win under 4.5 goals. That gives you a bit of a cushion in case it's a high-scoring game, -127.
I've asked you about Samp all season long about their troubles. They are +175 to be relegated. They're fifth favourites to go down. The market doesn't believe that they're going to go down. And you've been quite fair with Samp this season, Daniele. Are you starting to get worried, or do you think there are basically three worse teams than Sampdoria in Serie A, so they should be safe?
I agree with you. I think if you look at the roster of Sampdoria, there are definitely three worse teams. And this year's salvation could be particularly cheap. It could be around 32 points, 31 points. Now, Sampdoria have easily passed the mark in previous seasons, but they've not been great. It's all about finding back the fighting spirit that they have and also trying to play more on the front foot. I cannot believe a team like Sampdoria needs to play only with one striker. Look, they might have to change the manager. I'm not sure if Gianpaolo is working there. I'm not sure he's got the group of players to play that kind of football. But performances like the 0-0 against Juventus early in the season tells you that somewhere in there, there is a fighting spirit. They need to get it, and they need to get it quickly. Otherwise, yes, of course, they might be in trouble.
Let's move on. Next three tips all on Sunday, so you can sit back and enjoy your Sunday session. Daniele's going to point you in the right direction, hopefully for another profitable weekend. We're going to go to the Serie A leaders, Atalanta, who hosts Cremonese. It is first versus 19th, and the odds reflect that, Daniele. -335 Atalanta, Cremonese +880. Big, big price to win in Bergamo. What's the play here?
Well, the play here for me, it's both to score, which pays -110. You will realize, I mean, most of my picks this week are minus money. But because you got to be careful, not always you have to go for the plus money. Sometimes it's good to get small wins. Some teams, some matches are more difficult to pick. Why they're both to score? Because I think...
You surprised me with this one, Daniele, actually, because I looked at one or two of the stats and I thought, I'm not quite sure where you're coming from. So come on.
Well, I think Atalanta are a scoring team, although without Zapata and Muriel up front, you might think they might struggle to score, but often they do score and they had a very strong start of the season. And I feel Gasperini starting to click and starting to put the right man in the right position. They are not beautiful, but they are effective. Atalanta, at home at the Jewish Stadium, they got a long streak of scoring. Cremonese are the opposite. They play well. They are the champions of the compliments. Everyone says how well they played. Well, they need to capitalize the chances, but they do create chances, and they often play with the two strikers up front and a midfielder just behind them, obviously with Dessers and Okereke. So I think considering the defensive record of Atalanta, not only this season, I know they kept three clean sheets, but last season where they were really vulnerable at home, I think you can bet on them conceding a goal, perhaps not being a high scoring game. It could finish 1-1. So they're both to score. I think that's my angle. also have to consider that Atalanta are missing a few players in defense. They're missing Jim City, they're missing Palomino. So they are a bit short. They got a big advantage. And obviously, this season, they don't play in Europe, so they can rest. And I don't think it's by chance they are top of the league for the first time in the history after five games. Normally, in Serie A, Atalanta start the league very, very slowly and then pick up at the end. This time, it's the opposite. Against the newly promoted team, Atalanta normally negotiate the games quite well. They won 9 out of 10 games against newly promoted team in the early part of the seasons, you know, the last in the last few years. So I think they could win it here, but I do sense the Cremonese, for what they showed us, even when they went to San Siro against Inter, when they went to Firenze against Fiorentina, they've got goal in them. It's about really taking the chances now.
Atalanta plus 900 for the title, plus 450 winter champion, which is obviously slightly different this season. It's still the end of the calendar year, but we're going to have this big gap because of the World Cup. Should bettors be taking those odds, or do you think that Atalanta will fade before the calendar year is out?
Well, I think it could be interesting. I'm not sure if they're going to win the winter champions title, but this is a good platform for Atalanta to build from. And as I said, the fact that they don't play in Europe gives Gasperini the opportunity to experiment and to progress and to move his team forward. The question with Atalanta is, are the strikers delivering? Zapata and Muriel numbers are not great. Who's the creative man in midfield, which they are so badly missing since Ilicic this year left, Gomez went to Sevilla. So these are the issue. Maybe we're seeing a different Atalanta, low-scoring Atalanta that manages to keep it tight a little bit more. But it's an interesting one. They could sneak in the fight for the top four, for sure, helped by a strange season, a different season from many other teams.
Be interesting to see, certainly, how the World Cup and the winter break goes for all the leagues across Europe. For this game, we're going both teams to score minus 1-10. Sassuolo Udinese next up. A lot of draws around here, and you're going to play the Asian handicap, which effectively is draw, no bet. Talk us through this one, Daniel.
Well, I play the Asian handicap for the home side here. I give an advantage to the home side, although the bookmakers and BetRivers prefers Udinese as a favorite, probably on the back of the great 4-0 win against Roma at the weekend. We called that right. I thought Mourinho were going to have a hard time. I didn't expect Udinese to win 4-0. Udinese look very fit, okay? It's a team runs a lot. They're very solid at the back. But it's also a very direct team. It is the team that spends the less time with the ball in their own half. So they got the ball, they launch it, they pump it, you know, straight pass into midfield and try to activate the striker, or they soak up the pressure and then they go and sprint. They might struggle here against a Sassuolo side that likes to keep the ball, keeps the ball well, a very good technical midfield with Frattesi and Maxim Lopez. And Udinese have got a little bit of an emergency in defense. They are very solid, but they're missing Bijol and Massina, so it's a chance for Nuitink to come in alongside Becao, who is one of the best centre-backs of Serie A. Why did I go for Sassuolo Asian handicap here? Because I think with Sassuolo, you can make the comparison of the blanket. Is either too long or too short. Sassuolo normally had the blanket too short. So they were scoring a lot of goals, but conceding a lot of goals. This is a little bit different. Since they sold Scamacca and Raspadori, they're not scoring much. So maybe they're becoming a little bit more defensively minded. For this one, they're going to be with Berardi either. So really, where are the goals going to come from? So maybe they're going to keep a little bit of a more defensive approach. They know they cannot outscore teams. So they need to go a little bit less gung-ho. They kept 3 clean sheets so far this season. And, you know, this is a remarkable stat. So 3 clean sheets at the beginning of the season, as many as they kept in the previous 39 games. You have to go back 2 seasons, really. Have they changed the style? No, they haven't changed the style. They have changed the personnel, and I think they are trying to cope with the new with the new players they got. I don't think they're going to lose this one. Sassuolo, Asian handicap 0, minus 108. If it's a draw, no harm. You get your money back.
That's how we're going to play Sassuolo Udinese. Very tight in the market for that one. Not so tight for the Sunday night game locally. Juve against Salernitana. I thought Juventus were better than I thought they were going to be against Paris Saint-Germain. Certainly second half. I mean, and Paris started so well, I thought that this could be bad for Juve. But in fairness, they had chances maybe even to get something from that game. It might have been different. Obviously, Paris could have upped their game. But I was sort of impressed with them. I don't know what you thought about that game, Daniel.
I think in the second half, Allegri got it right. He got the substitutions right when he put Locatelli on, even if he took Milik out. And he got the shape of the team right. And you know what happened? He changed the formation from the start, 3-5-2. And this is the way to go for Juventus. I think they need to play with the wing-backs because it puts Kostic and Cuadrado in the right place. That's the job. Milik alongside Vlahovic. So Vlahovic is no longer isolated. And Milik can do the job that Morata was doing last season very well. And while we wait for Chiesa and Pogba to come back so they can deploy a more attacking 4-3-3, this is a right formation. Bremer needs to play on a back three. He's good because he can man-mark you and he can press you really, really high up the pitch. And Bonucci will be left alone to organize the play. I think that's the right way. He has to go with the 3-5-2. The player had to buy in. And I think if they do that, they will improve. Now, they come from the Parc des Princes defeated, but with their heads high, which could be an encouragement going into this game. They need now to find the belief that this is the right way and play better, you know, produce more shots, produce more attacking sequences in Serie A. Fifth from bottom, Juventus, for shots. You know who had more shots between Juve and Salernitana so far in Serie A? Salernitana.
Don't tell me it's Salernitana. Salernitana. Oh, my word.
17 more shots. You know, stats sometimes lie. If you have a shot from the halfway line and it goes 3 meters above the bar, it's still a shot.
Still a shot. But
17 shots, I think it tells number. Same number of goals scored between Juve and Salernitana. 7 goals. That speaks very highly of Salernitana. I think the problem with Juventus is that they keep the ball very badly in Serie A. They score, then they retreat. They don't know how to keep it. Only Lecce in Serie A keep the ball less times in the opposition half. So Lecce, newly promoted side, and Juventus, basically, they keep the ball the same amount of time in the opposition half. So it almost sounds like a smash and grab. But let's go to a pick. Juve to win the first half here, -118, because they showed a very good home form. After all, they only conceded 1 in 3. And this is the sort of game the Juve should negotiate fairly easily. I think, they'll come back with good belief from the Champions League game. And a few words on Salernitana. Completely different outlook from last season. They look strong. They have a stronger identity. Does the work of Davide Nicola and good players as well. And Mazzocchi, Dia, Koulibaly and Maggiore. A lot of legs there in midfield. Juventus needs to be careful. There's a lot of physicality there. 6 points for Salernitana after 5 games. Last season, it took them 10 games to get the same points tally. So they are on course for another very historical good salvation.
I think this is one of the best bets of the weekend, I must admit. -118, Daniele goes for Juventus to win the first half. Only Inter won more first halves than Juve last season, and Juve are top of the first half table this season. Last pick is on Monday. It's Empoli against Roma. Obviously, we're talking before Roma play in Europe. They're aiming to bounce back from that defeat at Udinese. I think we know that the four goals flattered Udinese a little bit. The expected goal number, I think, for Udinese was something like 1.2. But even so, Roma was still beaten there. -167 to beat Empoli, who are +400 here, yet to win. How do we assess the Monday night game, Daniele? What's the thoughts here?
For this one, considering that Empoli, they seem to have found a way back the way they played last year after a stuttering start. So it's a team that is proposing football. It likes to attack. And Roma is a team that does create chances, even when they had a bad day. I think against Udinese, at least they were worth a goal. they hit the post and Dybala had a couple of chances. I'm going to go for an over 2.75 goals, which pays minus 105. So a very high scoring game. If there's only three goals in the game, you win half your stake, by the way. Based on the fact that Roma needs to bounce back, Mourinho are expecting for the game in Ludogorets, which is played tonight at the time of recording, he's going to make changes. So he's going to start his strong 11 against Empoli. And Roma usually are very good against the so-called small teams. They've been good for the last 3 years. The problem was against the big teams. But normally, they won these games comfortably, home and away. Actually, they won the last four against Empoli. Last season, they traveled to Tuscany, won 4-2 against Empoli. So I think they got goals in them. It is a match where, you know, they will probably both go at it and they could create a lot of chances. They looked a little bit lagging in the second half from against Udinese, though. So they need to be careful because Empoli, compared to Udinese, keeps the ball better and will apply more pressure and more pressing. Empoli, the masters of draw, 4 out of 5, 4 in a row. The teams that have drawn the most games in 2022, they need to start winning. They cannot just draw the way out of the relegation zone, because otherwise they're going to end up going down after that terrible spell in 2022, the second part of the season. But they got goal scorers there, you know, young Satriano showing us what he's made of. Lammers, we're still waiting for Destro, and a few interesting young players in the lineup of Empoli that probably next season we're going to find in bigger teams in Serie A.
Okay, so we like over 2.75 goals, minus 105, half win if it's three goals in the game, obviously four or more, you will get the lot. Before we wrap up, just want to get your thoughts on Inter. They're short price favourites to beat Torino, but they come into it off the back of A, the derby defeat, and then B, I mean, Bayern Munich, I thought were excellent. I mean, the goals that Leroy Sané scored were terrific. Certainly the first goal. You know, two defeats like that to two big opponents, they need to bounce back, don't they, here, Inter?
Yeah, and it was a humbling defeat against Bayern Munich. Frustrating night for Inter because they tried. I mean, I think they did everything they could have done, but they were so far apart from Bayern Munich. It reminded me of last season when they played Real Madrid and Liverpool. Yes, they tried to go toe-to-toe, but then there is a golfing class. And sometimes I think Bayern Munich were playing on third gear and they push the foot on the pedal and then scored. So Inter needs to bounce back. The changes that Inzaghi made to the formation partially worked. We saw Onana in goal, the debut, good debut. Probably we're going to see Onana for a couple of games more. And let's see how they react, still without Lukaku. And they looked a little bit lost with a point of reference up front, although Dzeko had a good game in the derby and against Bayern Munich as well. Inter have won the last 6 home games, scoring at least 2 goals. The defense is still a concern. They conceded 8 so far this season, 3 against Lazio, 3 against Milan, 2 against Bayern Munich. And now they play a Torino side, which is aggressive. We know they're going to be right in the face. They're going to test them. You know, the 3-5-2 system of Torino works very well, so they can match Inter man for man. Torino this season, I like them. Second for possession in the opposition half. You know, sometimes they also recover the ball very quickly thanks to the press. And then, you know, it's not just direct football. They pass it around. They can work the way around them. First half, maybe Inter still a little bit hungover from the 2 defeat. First half, double chance, Torino or tie, minus 122.
That's an interesting one. Well, that's a lean rather than official selection. It's an interesting game, I think, on Saturday early evening locally. Maybe a bit of pressure building there on Inzaghi at Inter. Daniele, thanks for your company. Daniele's Twitter handle is at DFICDFISI. I am at Dan Roeb, R-O-E-B. I think I've got about 18 followers at the moment.
Have you got your password back? Have you managed to find it? You should start tweeting. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to be brave with it, aren't I? Really, let's face it, it's not happening at the moment. Daniel had a profitable week last week. Hopefully, we're gonna have another one this week. That wraps it up for Serie A this week. We'll be back, of course, next Thursday. Make sure you are across all of the Bet Rivers podcast and the Twitter feed at Because We Win. Bye for now, Daniele. Thank you.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Serie A on the Bet Rivers Network.